This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. We're brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage and the Preferred Provider List. Go to cityofcs.com and look for the list. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. As you know, during the months of October through December, I give my radio time to holiday nonprofit presentations so they can inform you about their cause and hope that you will consider their organization for your Christmas donations. After all, that's when most people give during this time of what we call giving, right? So we are, on our fifth week now of doing this, and I hope you've jotted down the nonprofits. And if you haven't, and you want to know more, give me a call, 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. And today I have Lynn Telford. She is a CEO with Karen Share. Welcome.
Thank you.
You know, I've been having you all on my show for the last 6 years.
Thank you for that.
I love it. Well, you all support so many people. I'm sure there's a listener out there that has absolutely no clue what Karen Share does. So hit it.
So at Karen Share, we're the food bank for Southern Colorado, and we believe that no one should go hungry. So we work every day with our 276 partners across Southern Colorado to get food to the people who are most vulnerable, our neighbors who just don't have enough.
It seems like it's growing too.
It feels that way, although our statistics say that because the economy is pretty good right now, that it's improved some, but still about 15% of people don't have enough food to eat.
Wow. When you say 276 partners, what are partners?
So partners are soup kitchens, emergency shelters, pantries, churches, and they're almost everybody that you've heard of. Salvation Army, Marion House Soup Kitchen, Springs Rescue Mission, Silver Key. They all get food through Care and Share to supplement the food that they raise on their own.
Wow. So Lynn, you have all these partners, and I know that from those partners, they provide food to a lot of people.
They do.
So it's like a domino effect.
Yes. Last year, our food reached 170,000 people.
Gee.
I know. That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. So when you say 170,000 people, it's not just here in El Paso County. It's all over the southern of the state, right?
That's
southern
right.
Part of the state.
31 counties, 52,000 square miles.
Grief.
Yeah, border to border to border.
Right. So not only do you get donations from individuals, but you all need to have the funds in order to purchase. You all purchase bulk, right?
We do that. And then we also get a lot of donated food, but donated food isn't really free to us. So we might be able to get a truckload of cereal donated to us, for example, but we have to pay transportation and handling fees.
Close, yeah.
It does. On average, we can acquire 10 pounds of food for a dollar. You can't really do that at the grocery store.
10 pounds of food for a buck. Yeah, try doing that, right? That's pretty amazing. So the local organizations that you provide here, let's just say Salvation Army, they feed a lot of people too.
They do.
And they fed a lot of people on Thanksgiving, and they'll feed a lot of people now for Christmas also.
That's
so you
right.
all provide those foods. So there's nonprofit organizations for children and also senior citizens too.
Absolutely.
Like you said, Silver Key.
Right.
So that helps. So it truly is a domino effect, right?
Yeah, it reaches so many organizations and so many people.
When did this organization start?
We started in 1972 and were incorporated in 1974 by Sister Dominique Pichotta. She's a Franciscan nun who grew up in Pueblo, and she's just delightful. She's still living. She just went into the memory care area of the mother home back in Minnesota, but we stay in touch with her.
Wow. Well, that's really something. So how did she start just right there in Pueblo?
Well, she started it here in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
When she was working at St. Mary's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's an amazing person, and I've had the opportunity to meet with her maybe 10 times, and she prays for us every day.
Oh,
and
sweet lady.
Oh, she really is.
Wow. I've never met her. Matter of fact, I don't recall her name ever being mentioned before, but that could be me. So I'm really happy that she started Karen Share. So she must, obviously, she started it out of a need. Was there something that was pressing at that time?
Right. She was watching people walk across the Bijou Street Bridge to access services and go to DHS, and she thought there must be more we can do. And she started that first year with 60 food baskets. And the program grew and grew and grew. And last year we distributed more than 18 million pounds of food.
That's a lot of food.
It's a lot of food, yes. Wow. And a third of that is produce. So people think of dry goods and canned goods, but a third is fresh produce, and half of that comes from Colorado farmers.
Well, that's nice. You know, I hear a lot of complaints about, you know, people that they're not able to get fresh produce because of where they might live. Maybe they don't own a car. Maybe they in their area, the convenience store doesn't carry fresh produce. And sometimes it's just not available. So it's nice to know that you all provide that.
We're working really hard to get nutritious food to people. We don't just want to fill their stomachs. We want to help them live healthier lives.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So I know you have like, not that you do, but there's smaller organizations that help raise food for Karen Share also.
Right. A lot of people grow food in their gardens for us. And we get food in so, so many different ways. We're so lucky that the community embraces us the way that they do.
Well, I'll tell you, you're really well known because like I'm on Facebook and I'll be on certain pages for information. And there's people that go on there saying that, you know, they've lost their job. They don't have anything to eat. Where can they go to? And I tell you, it's like 75% or even more people are saying go to Karen Share. They'll help you out.
And we will, but we're not really the best way for people to get
food. Right, but you refer them over to a place where they can go.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. Mm-hmm. And then the really beauty of that is that a lot of these other organizations have more services than just food. Karen Share knows a lot about food, but we don't know about rent assistance or where people can get mental health assistance, but our partners do.
Right. So I know that, you know, like you say, you refer out. I know that Salvation Army, you know, gives food and gives that sort of guidance. And there's other organizations that do also. But it's just nice to know that there's a place where they can go and get referred out. Or, you know, they don't have to go hungry, in other words.
They can
find a way.
And a really good way for people to find that food resource is to go onto our website, careandshare.org. There's a button that says, I'm hungry. And if you push that, you can put in your location and find some place nearby to get food.
I did not know that. So that's careandshare.org. Mm-hmm. Go to the website and there is a tab that says, I'm hungry. Wow.
Right. It used to say something that didn't mean much to people but food bankers. Mm-hmm. And then we realized we needed to be really straightforward. And I'm hungry really says it, right?
It does. It really and truly does. Wow. So when you get these truck full of food, as you say, you have to pay for the transportation and all that good stuff. So it gets sent to Karen Share. And then you also rely on volunteers.
We do. We really love our volunteers. Last year, more than 7,000 people came to volunteer at Karen Share. And this is amazing because while we have 55 wonderful staff, we could not do the work of feeding the people of Southern Colorado without all those volunteers. And they do so many different things.
It seems like every time I go there, I'm talking to a volunteer. And it's pretty amazing.
It is. And we have people that come every week, or some of them, I think, work 40 hours a week and just love to be with us.
Wow. Still give their time. So we just passed Thanksgiving. We're going into Christmas. I mean, there's always a need. I mean, you know, this is fantastic. That, you know, I talk to nonprofits during this period of time from October to December. But I just want to put a bug out there and remind people that people are still hungry in the spring and summer, too. So, you know, think of Karen Share during those periods of time, too, when a lot of people aren't thinking about hungry people during those seasons. This season, of course, is all about giving. So I'm going to take a short break and listen to our sponsors. And when we come back, I want to talk about what we can do for Karen Share for the Christmas season. I know there's a need, right?
There is.
So if you have any questions, give me a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. Come on back, listen, and learn.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Is this a year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your 2019 changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Welcome back. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, and I have Lynn Telford. She is a CEO with CareandShare, and we've been talking about CareandShare and how they help so many people. How about 170,000 people that benefited from CareandShare and what they do? That is a lot of people, 31 counties. Also, just throwing this out there again, that if you need to find out more about them or maybe you're hungry, go to CareandShare.org and find out how you can receive food and assistance. They refer you out to other organizations. So, Lynn, these other organizations that benefit, you have 276 partners. What is the criteria for somebody to partner with CareandShare to receive food to distribute out?
So we work with hunger relief organizations, and the main thing that we ask from our partners is that they practice safe food handling. We don't want people to get sick from CareandShare food. And so that's the main criteria. And so if people think that they want to be a partner, they just need to call us up and we'll sit down with them and go over the criteria. But basically, a food relief program that will follow good safety practices is in.
So you have to have refrigerators, right?
If you're going to handle refrigerated food. Right. Some pantries don't.
Okay. Yeah. They don't have refrigerated food. You have canned goods, dry goods, that sort
of
thing.
Sure.
Okay. Got it. So we're going to come, we're almost to the Christmas.
Yes.
This year has went by so fast, as it does every year. Of course, you know, when you're a child, it doesn't. But when you're an adult, it just flies by.
That's right.
What's on CareandShare's wish list?
Well, a lot of things. We really value when companies or people do food drives and bring in that food. We also use financial donations really well. An easy way to give to CareandShare is you can text NOURISH to 56512, and that's an easy way to give.
Okay, say it again. You text the word NOURISH to
56512.
56512.
Mm-hmm.
Making it a lot harder than what it actually is. Okay, that's how you can help. And then if not, they could probably stop by CareandShare.
Sure.
And give a donation. And what's the address?
We're at 2605 Preamble Point, which is close to the intersection of Constitution and Powers.
That's right. You're just east. Just a hair east on the south side. Yep.
And we also have a location in Pueblo at 100 Greenhorn. And in either location, you can come by for a tour if you're interested. And sometimes, especially this time of year, people like to drop off checks in person what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
People can also give online by going to the website, CareandShare.org. So it's easy to get involved. If you want to volunteer, go to our website. We make it easy to be engaged with us, and we really enjoy it when people want to know more about us.
There's a lot to know about CareandShare. Your operation, where you're located here in Colorado Springs, that's quite an operation.
It is. You know, it's a huge warehouse with 9,000 square feet of refrigeration and freezer space. We have a truck fleet so that we can get out to the far reaches of our service area. There's a lot going on all the time.
And it seems like everybody there is in sync.
We work hard to be in sync.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And last time I was there, there was a volunteer that was just, you know, learning the ins and outs. And they were just having a blast.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, one time I saw, you know, older teenagers there volunteering too. And I think it was a scouting troop. It was boys, young men, I should say. And boy, they were really into it. You know, they have fun.
They do have fun. And, you know, our volunteering allows children as young as six. So it's a great family experience.
Oh.
If you want to expose your younger children to giving back, come volunteer. And when you do, I always recommend that you have the child pick a can of something they like or a box of macaroni and cheese, something like that, to bring in and explain that some other child who might have gone hungry that night is now going to be able to eat that. It really helps bring home that idea about giving to other people.
Let me tell you, it's very, very powerful. You know, in this day and age, I see, you know, a lot of children that don't know that there's people out there in need, okay? They're kind of oblivious to it. So in my previous life, I worked for a nonprofit. I worked for a homeless shelter. In the summertime, I took my kids to work with me.
Aww.
And they were young. They were really young. And I think my youngest, Shannon, at that time was 5 or 6 years old. And she worked in the kitchen. She sorted out the moldy bread.
Oh, cute.
And my son worked on the grounds with one of our keepers there and just, you know, picking up trash, that sort of thing. But I tell you something. They're 36 and 41 years old now, and they have never forgotten that.
Right. It really makes an impact on children.
It truly does. And my son is a restaurateur. He has restaurants all over the world, and he still remembers that.
That's
and
great.
He helps where whatever restaurant he's at, he helps with the hungry. And so I think it is a great way to teach your children that they have it pretty good.
Yes, so many kids do now. And so it's great to show that to them and to model volunteering for them as well.
Right, and not take things for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's hungry children right here in our area.
There are, sadly.
And I think it's a real eye-opener. And I tell you, if you have a child or maybe even a teenager that you feel, you know what, spoil them a little bit, and they've taken great advantage of me, and you need to teach them somewhat of a lesson, this is a great way to do it. Not for punishment, for knowledge.
Right.
For knowledge.
Right, and they'll have a good time.
They will have a good time, and I think maybe a light bulb will go off in their head.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't have it so bad. Gee, mom and dad are just so bad. They won't give me the money to go do whatever. Well, you know what? Your mom and dad support you and they feed you. And you're very fortunate to live in a home with heating and with food.
Right.
And, you know, I can't tell you what an eye-opener that was for my kids. And, you know, they were raised to be very humble anyways. And, yeah, it makes me proud, though, that they've carried that through their lives. And now my grandkids, they volunteer.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And they're 6 and 8 years old. So, yeah, you know, it's, again, a domino effect, right?
It is. So I encourage families to join us at Care and Share.
It's a great thing to do. And you have volunteers there all year.
Oh, we do, yeah.
It's not just a seasonal thing.
No, we year round.
Okay.
And companies come and do team building through volunteering. So lots of ways to get involved at Care and Share.
So, again, we just... What is your greatest need right now for a Christmas dinner or whatever? What do you normally fall short of?
We fall short of proteins.
Okay.
So we love to get tuna and peanut butter and canned chicken because that's easily transported and shared. And protein is expensive when we have to purchase it. So
oh, yeah.
It's really wonderful to get those types of items this time of year and really all year round. You know, one of the things people don't think about is the time that we have a really great need is when school gets out, because kids that are getting breakfast and lunch at school all of a sudden aren't getting that. And that's not the time of year that people generally think of us.
Right.
So in
Makes
May,
sense.
We're really facing this greater need when we could really use the community to rally around us.
That makes perfect sense. I want to invite you to come back on our show this coming spring.
And let's
remind the public. So when you're talking about proteins, I just want to remind my listeners, if you go to a bulk store, whether it's Costco, Sam's Club, what have you, they do have packages of multiple packages in one package of canned tuna, the peanut butter, and canned chicken. They have all three of these items there.
Right. And they're great for us.
Right. So, you know, why don't you get a couple and drop them off at Care and Share? And that address is 2605 Preamble Point. What is the phone number there?
The phone number is 528-1247.
528-1247. So they can call just in case, you know, they need any direction or whatever it may be. Okay, again, the address is 2605 Preamble Point. Hey, go shopping and pick up a couple of items for Care and Share. Thank you so much for being on the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I really appreciate it, Lynn. You know, we're going to try and make your Christmas a happier Christmas and get the word out that you all have needs, as always, right?
Yes,
365 days a year. Thanks. Hey, just because we're in the holiday season, it doesn't mean that real estate has come to a complete halt. If you plan to sell or buy real estate in the near future, give me a call for your free market analysis. And if you plan to buy real estate, let's sit down and make a plan. At City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle, we truly make your real estate experience more affordable. Give me a call, Deborah Elliott Schultz at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. I hope you've learned something today about Care and Share. You know, every time I have them on my show, I learn something. Hey, I hope you have a fantastic week. Please arrive alive. Don't text and drive. And remember, my friends, it's never too late to become the person you were meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when I continue our holiday nonprofit presentations. I'll have Derek Wilson from Silver Key discussing how they assist our senior citizens with meals and so many services. Please tune in, listen, and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.